Evening. 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 Amen. I don't know what that is. Hallelujah. You know that Spirit Life Church has 100 new members this year? That are called to Spirit Life Church, that are an asset to Spirit Life Church and not a liability, that are hungry for the Word of God, and that are ready to help. 75% of them will be a younger crowd, and then we'll have some older ones with the wisdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. Did y'all know that? I need y'all to understand that. Amen. So what are you speaking about your life this year? Amen. What are you speaking about your life and your household and your bank account and your health this year? Amen. What are we speaking about it, you know? I mean, every morning you need to get up, look in the mirror, say, you're handsome or you're beautiful, you're smart, you're good looking, you're strong, and a major blessing.
Amen.
That don't work. Well, have you done it? Because a lot of people get in the mirror and just, oh, man, I just don't feel too good today. And then they'll start feeling like it. So we are constantly talking what we're living. Constantly talking what we're living. Constantly,
amen.
We're living today what we spoke yesterday.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's how the Word of God works. That's how the kingdom of God works. Amen. And why live in defeat when He's already gave us a way out to live in victory?
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me. Turn over to Deuteronomy. I think we're going to go over just a few more things from last Wednesday. Amen. Where did I tell y'all to go? All right. You're welcome. Go to Deuteronomy 6, please. I don't know if I told you that or not. Pull it up in the CEV, please. Deuteronomy 6, about verse 7. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, CEV. Be sure to teach them to your children. Talk about these commands when you sit in your house and when you walk on the road. Talk about them when you lie down and when you get up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Glory. Glory, amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Is that helping any? When I hum? Let's pray. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for this word. And I thank you, Father God, that we don't allow little things to distract us. I thank you, Father God, that we are focused. We are focused on the Word because we understand what it'll do in our lives, the changes that it'll make in our lives for the better, not for the worse. I thank you, Father God, for that you sent the Word of God so that we don't have to live a life of defeat, that we don't have to live like everybody else, wondering if we're going to make it today or die tomorrow or be broke tomorrow or be able to pay a bill next month. But I thank you, Father God, the Word of God says that we are victorious. We can live in divine health. health, and we don't have to see a day of lack in our lives. And so we thank you for it, Father God, and I thank you for the word this evening. Holy Ghost, sir, we ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us this evening from your word that I didn't even plan on saying, but Father God, that you would have for this congregation and also for me, Father God. And so we thank you for it in advance. We pull on that anointing, Father God, because I understand it ain't nothing about me that's special, but I thank you, Father God, for the mantle, for the anointing you placed on my life to be able to teach. And so we pull on that, Father God, from you. And we thank you for it, Father, in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In the name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said,
amen.
Amen. Go over to Deuteronomy 11. Actually, go to verse 10 and 11. Pull up the message, please. I really like these two verses in the message. Write message in your Bible. Here it is. Go up to 10 first. I stayed there on the mountain 40 days and nights. Amen. I'm sorry, it is 11, not this one. You're right, 11. God told me, now go, get going, lead your people as they resume the journey to take possession. Amen. This isn't making sense, and that's why. Go to chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. Now we're back. Amen. When God, your God, ushers you into the land he promised you through your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, you're going to walk into large, bustling cities you didn't build, well-furnished houses, houses you didn't buy, come upon wells you didn't dig, vineyards and olive orchards, that's businesses, you didn't plant. When you take it all in and settle down, pleased and content, make sure you don't forget how you got there. God brought you out of slavery in Egypt. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, now go over to Deuteronomy 11, please. We'll go down to about verse 19. We can start in the Amplified's fine, just a regular Amplified. Deuteronomy 11, about verse 19. We got the regular Amplified. Amen. It says, and you shall teach them, your children, talking of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So how much should you be talking about it? If your eyes are open, should be in your mouth, or you should be meditating on it.
Amen.
Because you're meditating on something constantly. Amen. You are meditating on something constantly. Why allow worry and fear to be the thing that drives us, to be the thing that we constantly meditate on? Why don't we allow the word to be the thing we meditate on? Amen. Next verse, please. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Next, we'll go down to about verse 29. So that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth. For if you are careful, to keep all his commandments, which I am commanding you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk, that is, to live each and every day in all his ways, and to hold tightly to him. Amen. then, the Lord will drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess. Some of y'all need to look up that word, dispossess. Nations greater and mightier than you. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads shall become yours. Your territory shall be from the wilderness of Lebanon to the river Euphrates, as far as the western sea, the Mediterranean. No man will be able to stand before you. The Lord your God will lay the fear and the dread of you on all the land on which you set foot, just as he has spoken to you. Behold, today I'm setting before you a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you listen to and obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I'm commanding you today. And the curse, if you listen to and obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I am commanding you today, by following, acknowledging, worshiping other gods which you have not known. It shall come about when the Lord your God brings you into the land which you are entering to possess, that you shall place the blessing on Mount that one and the curse on Mount Ebal, however you say that. Amen. Pull it up in the easy read, please. We'll start about verse 19. Easy read. Yeah, ERV. Hallelujah. But the land, hey man, hallelujah. Go up to 19, please. Glory be to God forevermore. Teach these laws to your children. Talk about these things when you sit in your houses. Teach these laws to your children. Talk about these things when you sit in your house. See, some people don't even want to say that. They're like, oh, we're barely doing, moving on. Houses. When you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. You know, it's always easy to shout and praise God whenever you have what you're believing God for. Amen. But what are you doing before it gets there? Are you complaining about it? Are you complaining to God because everybody else is getting what they're believing for or doing better? Yep. Write these commands on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Then both you and your children will what? In the land that the Lord promised to give who? Your ancestors. You will live there, amen, as long as the skies are above the earth. Be careful to obey every command I have told you to follow. Love the Lord your God, follow all his ways, and be faithful to who? Yeah. To God. Amen. Then, when you go into the land, the Lord will force all those other nations out. You will take the land from nations that are larger and more powerful than you. Amen. All the land you walk on, what? All the land you walk on will be what? Mine, yes. All the land I walk on will be what? Mine. Amen. See, if we get to the place where we start believing the Word of God, we'll change this nation. Your land will go from the desert in the south all the way to Lebanon in the north. It will go from the Euphrates River in the east all the way to the Mediterranean Sea. Man. No one will be able to stand against you. Amen. So who can stand against you? Are you sure, though?
Yes.
You know, it's easy to say it, but whenever you're off on your own and that bill's facing you, are you complaining or are you standing? When there's sickness is trying to run into rampant through the household, how are we doing? When that person cuts me off on the road, how am I doing? When I'm at work and the boss and everybody else is acting crazy, what am I doing? Because if God said no one will be able to stand against me, then it has to be so. It might look like everything's falling down around me, but if God said that nobody's able to stand against me, then it has to be so. That's the thing. It has to be. Because does God lie? Are we sure? Either he does or he doesn't. And I'm going to tell you right now, me personally, he doesn't at all. But sometimes we might think he does because our life isn't to the Word of God, isn't lining up to the Word of God. So we're like, something's wrong. And so we're trying to say, like, God, what's going on? But it's us. We got to line ourselves up to the Word of God. God's not going to line his Word up to our life. Amen. The Lord your God will make the people fear you wherever you go in that land. This is what he promised you before. Today I'm giving you a choice. You may choose the blessing or the curse. Amen. You will get the blessing if.
Amen.
You will get the blessing if you listen and obey the commands of the Lord your God that I have told you today. But you will get the curse if you refuse to listen and obey the commands of the Lord your God. So don't stop living the way I commanded you today. You don't follow other and don't follow other gods that you don't know.
Amen.
The Lord your God will lead you to your land. The Lord your God will what? Lead you to your houses, lead you to your businesses, to your vehicles, to your victory, to your divine health. You will soon go in and take that land. At that time, you must go to the top of the mount, that one, and read the blessings to the people from there. And then you must go to the top of the mount, that one, and read the curses to the people from there. Amen. Y'all remember that that deal we did last Wednesday? You stood up and turned around.
Yes.
Remember that? And then I said, you know, close your eyes, and you went further the second time, right?
Yes.
What made us stop where we stopped on the first try? I wrote down just a few things, maybe sometimes, right? That might make us stop. One thing I wrote down was it was easy. It was easy to stop. Right? Really didn't have to do anything extra. And it was just simple. I don't really have to push myself any. I don't have to exert any more energy. I go to an easy place. Didn't feel a need to go any further. And if you really start thinking about it, that's how some people are in their Christian walk. Started to feel some pressure, maybe. Maybe started to feel a little pressure.
Amen.
And let's be honest, nobody likes pressure.
Amen.
They don't. And so when they felt a little bit of resistance, maybe, they're like, oh, that's good enough. I'll just stop right there, right? Sometimes we're just lazy.
There it is.
That's just plain and simple. Sometimes we're just lazy. You know, people don't want to have to, or some people might not want to get into the Word every day. Amen. And a great example of us being a little lazy is look how many fast food restaurants there are. How many times do we go, I don't feel like doing nothing tonight. I can just grab some food real fast. And then we want to be like, you know what? I'm going to get in shape and say I'm going to go to the gym and then not even go through the doors of the gym, grace the gym with our presence. But yet we want to be healthy and things like that. But we don't want to have to put in a little bit of extra time. We don't want to have to exert a little bit of effort because, you know, we're already doing a lot. How many of y'all know that a lot of the athletes, you know, like Michael Jordan, you know, he couldn't even play high school basketball. Did y'all know that? He didn't play high school basketball because the coach said he wasn't any good. And so if people just want to quit whenever a little bit of pressure comes up, we got to have a backbone about us, right? We really do. I'm digressing a little bit because we're talking about we got to teach it to our kids, right? We got to make sure our kids are paying attention and that we're going through the Word of God, trying to teach the kids everything about the Word of God. That way they don't just run out in the world and try to act like the world does and do everything the world's way. Amen. Right? Because we went through a little bit of it last week, and it's really important. It really is. You know, it's like whenever I was saying, well, Zoe's going to have to get a job. Well, why was that my first response? Why not, well, let's believe God for something? Amen. Why isn't that our first response instead of saying, well, we should get another job and we should do this? Amen. You know, what kind of beliefs are on the inside of us that we were taught from a young age that are still there that are hindering us? That's the big deal. What's hindering us? What's stopping us from going further with the kingdom of God? Is it just us being lazy, or is it a teaching that we were taught when we were younger and we just don't want to let it go because we think it's so, but yet we see in the Word of God where it's not so, but yet it's easier to believe that than have to study anymore? Amen. Amen. Go over to Judges, please. Judges 2. Judges 2, about verse 7.
Hello.
Amen. Judges 2, about verse 7. Oh, you're all right. You ain't no problem. Trust me, I've left my phone on before. Well, Sunday, I think I left my watch on. I think somebody tried to call me while I was preaching. Where'd we go? Judges. That's a great place to go. 2:7. Here we are. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua. Amen. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua. In all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Next. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timothy's heirs, whatever, in the Mount of Ephraim on the north side of the hill Gosh, that's what it looks like, right? Keep going. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them. Which what?
Do not the Lord.
And God told them in Deuteronomy, right? He told them, look, make sure that you teach your kids about me. And another, and if you honest look at it right now, what do you think this generation is right now? Amen. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. It's people have played church too long. Played church too long. And the miraculous and prayed and things and then not get any answers. And then people started going, well, it's the will of God for them to die. Well, that's just God's will. Well, that's just your cross to bear. Well, that's just God trying to teach you something with that sickness, which drove people away. It really did. And that was just error on our part. Amen. But we're getting back. Hallelujah. We're getting back to the Word of God. Amen. Finding out what the Word of God truly does say about healing, about prosperity, about victory. Amen. Because that's what we need to base our life off of. What does the Word of God say? Not what does my life look like, and then I'll teach from that position. What does the Word of God look like, regardless of what my life looks like? Because if I stay in the Word of God long enough, my life will start to move in line with the Word of God. But the thing is, I can't be a baby. I cannot be a baby. I can't be. I can't get my feelings hurt all the time. I can't be upset about stuff all the time. Well, he didn't say hi to me, or he didn't do that, or they did this and they said that. Well, how do you think it is on the outside? You think it's just people that are in the church that do that, or is it people outside at the work? So why don't you quit work too then? You can't be a Christian and a baby at the same time. You just can't. You gotta have some backbone about you and know who God is. That's the thing. Know who God is and who's backing you. Amen. Don't be a baby about it, because people are going to talk regardless. Number one, that's just people. Satan don't like us. That's fine. Who cares? Who cares? Because greater is he that is in me than he that's what?
Amen.
So people, let them talk. Yeah. Let them talk. They're going to talk anyways. Let them talk. That's fine.
Amen.
I'm just going to continue to do what the Word of God says and just go along me and my household. That's it. Because the thing is, I'm not out to please you. I'm out to do what God asked me to do and to please God. And if I'm doing that, then glory be to God. And if I'm not, I need to line myself right back up with that. And to continue to move with him. Not move with the world, but move with God. Not move with what the circumstances look like or what everybody else says. Well, we need to be talking about this and about that. Well, what did God tell me? That's what I need to be talking about. Not what everybody else thinks we need to be talking about. Well, the main issue right now is this, this, and this from the news. Well, good. But what is God telling me to talk about right now? Because I'm telling you, whatever God is telling the pastor to talk about is what's going to help the crowd, not what the pastor thinks somebody needs to hear. Because if I just tell you something that I think you need to hear, what is that going to do for you? But if God is telling me to teach something that's really going to help you, and a lot of times, you know, growing up, I grew up in a pastor's house, obviously, and a lot of times, you know, they'd preach a message, and I'd be like, man, who was that for? But then in about a week or so, I would run up against something, and I'd be like, oh, that's why I got that teaching. A lot of times, it's preparing me for something ahead of time, in advance. And if I don't stay with it, amen. So we got to have a little bit of backbone about us. But we also can't be mean. Amen. We can still be loving to people and help people. Amen. Because if the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, then that's exactly what we need to sound like. The love of God. Next time you say something to somebody, just ask yourself, would the love of God say that to them? Is this how the love of God would respond? Is this what the love of God sounds like? Because if we start doing that, I guarantee our mouths will start lining up to the Word of God and we'll stop sounding like we do. And your children of Israel, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served who? And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt and followed who? And look, of the gods of the people that were what? And bowed themselves unto them and provoked the Lord to anger. Well, it doesn't matter who I hang with. Like I've said it before, you know, we tell our kids, I don't think you need to be hanging out with these people. We can spot somebody right off the bat who we don't think our kids need to be hanging out with, but yet as grown-ups, we think we're mature enough. Oh, we can hang out with these kind of people. It's fine. It won't affect me any. And then the next thing you know, we're starting to sound like them. Our actions are starting to look like theirs. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashereth. Amen. What did I do with my paper? I hid it from myself. I found it. Go up to 17, please. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a whoring after what? And bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in. What are we teaching our kids? Amen. Hallelujah. Obeying the commandments of the Lord, but they did not so. Next. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned. So they got in trouble. They cried out to God. He's like, all right, got a judge for them, helped them out, got them out of the situation. And then when that judge would die, they'd go back to just buck wild, acting ignorant. And corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from the stubborn way. And that's exactly what it is, a stubborn way, right? They quickly forgot about God and just started following everybody else's gods. They quickly forgot about God and started doing what everybody else was doing. They started paying attention to everybody else and said, well, that looks a little bit funner. Which I don't know how church stopped being fun. Amen. I don't know how serving God stopped being fun. Because a lot, the anointing and the things like that just ain't prevalent like they used to be. But we're getting them back. Amen. We're starting to flow in them and learning how to yield to them and operate in them. Amen. Because I'm telling you, it's the anointing that's going to change people's lives, the Word of God that's going to change people's lives. And if we just continue to walk in it and show the love of God and do what God says to do, it's just going to draw people here. It really is. And if we're out to help other people, then that's exactly what we need to be doing, not condemning them. I can't believe you're living like that. Well, how was you living before you got saved? Was you always perfect? Then a crazy word like that should never come out of our mouth against somebody. Ever. Especially if none of us lived a perfect life. Because, I mean, I was ignorant. Thank God they didn't give up on me. Amen. But we can't forget how God was, how God is. Amen. Turn over to Joshua 4 real fast, please. I'm going to read this to you. Write this one down. Joel 1:3. It says, tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children another generation. Yes. Amen. I mean, if you go through here, you just constantly see it. Keep it in front of your kids constantly. Because if you don't, the world's going to grab their attention and take them another way. But if you constantly keep the Word in front of them and teach them and show them the Word of God, it'll continually change their life and not beat them over the head with it. Well, God's going to get you. You keep acting like that. Well, did He get you? I mean, where did that come from? What kind of God are we serving again? Joshua 4:6. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Amen. Amen. Because we all know what happened there, right?
Yes,
but yet, if you don't tell the generation about it, then it'll start being lost from generation to generation, what God has done throughout the world. Yeah. Or what God has done for you and your family.
Amen.
Amen. And every time you're believing God for something, you shouldn't just be doing it by yourself. Get your kids involved with it. Or get your spouse involved with it. That way everybody's seeing what's going on in the household. You know, I ain't telling you to tell them all y'all's business with your bills and all that. But if you're believing God for stuff, well, get after it.
Yes.
Tell them, we're believing God for this and this. This is the scripture we're standing on, and I'll pray. Let's pray and tell them to use their faith. Amen. That way it's not lost from generation to generation to generation. That way we constantly keep it before us. Amen. I found it interesting, though, back in Deuteronomy where it talked about, you know, y'all are living just like the people around you now. I told y'all to keep this before your kids' face, because if you keep the Word of God before their face, whenever things like this do come up, because college isn't for everybody. It's just not. Was not for Ricky, this guy, at all. But some people might go. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of the colleges teaching some wild things, right? And so if they're not grounded in the Word before they leave your house, that college will be able to turn them to the way of the world. Even schools, right? Because even some schools are teaching some things that shouldn't be taught, right? But if I'm constantly teaching them the Word, not scolding them, teaching them the Word, but not just for the kids. Because you're going into the work field every day.
Amen.
And how do they live? What in the work field is rubbing off on me? What in the world, just the world itself is rubbing off on me when I'm going in grocery stores. And I heard this one minister. He said, I'll go into restaurants or I'll go in places, and if somebody's cussing and just acting wild, he said, I'll just take authority over that demon and command him to shut up because he's within my presence. He said, I can't take authority over that guy or that woman, but I can take authority over that spirit. He said, I'll take authority over it. He said this one time this person was cussing, just, you know, talking and cussing and going at it, and he took authority over it. He said, and all of a sudden that person just shut up, just turned and looked at him, and then just left. So much about authority, you know, the church has got to get back into as well. Amen. Amen. It's 8 o'clock. Amen. Would you get anything? Hopefully. Amen. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word. We will be doers of the word, not hearers only. In mighty name of Jesus, amen.